Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Ott reaches second base with a double. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to third. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. English tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. Heathcote scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jack Scott now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tolson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heathcote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolson. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Terry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby is called out on strikes. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fulas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. English fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ott moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch pinch hits for Jack Scott. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Judd now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Fulles. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hornsby moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Farrell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0 for 3 in the game. Fulles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ott strikes out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kaufman pinch runs for Shanti Hagen. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.